For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. Verse 18. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. May the Lord add blessing to the reading of His words.
好，我们一起用中文念《哥林多后书》第四章。我们既然蒙怜悯，受了这职分，就不丧胆，乃将那些暧昧可耻的事弃绝了，不行诡诈，不谬讲神的道理，只将真理表明出来，好在神面前把自己建于个人的良心。如果我们的福音蒙蔽，就是蒙蔽在灭亡的人身上，此等不幸之人被这世界的神弄瞎了眼睛，不叫基督荣耀福音的光照着他们。基督本是神的像，我们原不是传自己，乃是传基督耶稣为主，并且自己因耶稣做你们的仆人。那判吩咐光从黑暗里照出来的神已经照在我们心里，叫我们得知神荣耀的光显在耶稣基督的面上。我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里，要显明这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。我们四面受敌，却不被困住；心里作难，却不致失望；遭逼迫，却不被丢弃；打倒了，却不致死亡；身上常常的死，使耶稣的身也显明在我们身上。因为我们这活着的人，是常为耶稣被交于死地，使耶稣的身在我们这必死的身上显明出来。这样看来，死是在我们身上发动，生却在你们身上发动。但我们既有信心，正如经上记着说，我因信所以如此说话，我们也信所以也说话，自己知道那叫主耶稣复活的也必叫我们与耶稣一同复活，并且叫我们与你们一同站在他面前。凡事都是为你们好，叫恩惠因人多越发加增，感谢格外事多，以致荣耀归于神。所以我们不丧胆，外体虽然毁坏，内心却一天心似一天。我们这至赞至轻的苦楚，要为我们成就极重无比永远的荣耀。原来我们不是顾念所见的，乃是顾念所不见的，因为所见的是暂时的，所不见的是永远的。
This morning we focus on 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 7.
我们今天早上会来关注哥林多后书第四章。
We have this treasure in jars of clay.
我们会看第七节，说我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里。
What is this treasure?
这个宝贝是什么？
And why is it in jars of clay?
为什么这个宝贝会放在瓦器里？
We begin with what is jars of clay.
我们会先看什么是瓦器。
Jars of clay are made from earth.
瓦器是从尘土做成的。
Some kind of clay.
是一种陶土。
On the surface, it's not expensive.
从表面上来看，并不昂贵。
Some would say that jars of clay are inexpensive, common, and cheap.
一般人都会说瓦器是普通的、平常的、便宜的。
Made out of dirt. From the earth.
是从地上的尘土 做成的。
But we know that dirt are not just dirt that's cheap.
我们知道尘土不仅仅是那些很便宜的无价的尘土。
When we send people to the moon or to outer space, the first thing we do is dig up some dirt.
当我们把人类送上月球，送到外太空的时候，他们所做的第一件事就是把那边的尘土 代谢回来。
And see if these dirt has treasure that we're looking for.
所以我们会，他们会去看这些尘土里面是不是有些宝贝。
Life potential.
啊，是有生命的可能。
The current cosmologists believe that we are made of cosmic dust.
现在的宇宙学家都一般认为啊，人最终是由啊宇宙的尘土构成的。
From an explosion.
啊，从亿万年前的一次大爆炸啊大爆炸当中形成的。
But that's consistent with Genesis.
啊，那是和创世纪一致的。
That God made you and I, our ancestors, Adam and Eve, from earth, from the dust of this world.
啊，创世纪里面说啊，神是把我们从尘土里面创造出来的。
So dust is very valuable.
所以从这个角度看，尘土却是很有价值的。
Jars of clay does not talk about the invaluable of our physical body.
这个瓦器在这里并不是指我们身体上的肉体上的没有价值。
Jars of clay refer to the fact that they are fragile.
这个瓦器在这里指的特质是指它的脆弱。
You could break them.
啊，你很容易就被啊，他们就被打碎。啊，他们很容易啊受到攻击。
What is the treasure?
那宝器宝贝又是什么呢
？Some say that the treasure refer to the human spirit.
有人说那个宝贝是指那个人的精神。
We are all valuable.
啊，我们都是有价值的。
Something within us, the part that we cannot see.
是那个在里我们里面那部分是人所看不到的。
But here in 2 Corinthians,
在哥林多后书里面
，verse 10，
第十节。
Treasure may refer to the life of Christ that is within us.
这个宝贝可能就是指基督的生命在我们里面。
That is the gospel of our Jesus Christ within us.
这就是耶稣基督的福音。
Treasure in jars of clay.
就是在瓦器里的宝贝。
If there is something within us that is so valuable, why is it in a container that is fragile and breakable?
为什么这样一个宝贝是藏在我们这样一个容易破碎的瓦器里面呢？
We continue to read in verse 17 of 2 Corinthians chapter 4. While light and momentary trouble.Are achieving for us an eternal glory that outweighs for all.
我们来念十七节，我们这至暂至轻的苦楚，要为我们成就极重无比永远的荣耀。
It appears that the container of this treasure, the jars of clay, are constantly facing pressure and trouble.
如此看来，我们这个瓦器。会经常碰到各样的困难和压力。
It's vulnerable.
它很容易被破碎。
And it could break.
它这样就坏掉了，就碎掉了。
So why hasn't the container for this treasure made out of better material?
为什么这个瓦器这个容器不用更好的材料去做呢
？Why not steel?
为什么不是钢做的
？Why not something that is not breakable？
为什么可以用那些坚韧不破的材料去做
？It appears that the plan to contain this treasure, or the life of Christ, or the gospel of Jesus Christ within us, is meant to be exposed to the world.
原来这个。做瓦器的材料是要把我们放在这个世界当中。
That it required the breaking of the container.
是要求这个容器被破碎的。
And so the scripture goes on to tell us.
经文继续跟我们讲。
that our life is a process of
这个我们生命是一个过程
constantly responding to pressure that would cause this treasure, this jar of clay to break, to be injured.
我们这个生命的过程就是不断地碰到那些会使我们这个容器被破碎的一个过程。
And so Jesus said, I have told you these things that, so that in me you may have peace, but in this world you will have trouble. But take heart, I have overcome the world.
所以耶稣对他的门徒说，我将这些事告诉你们，是要叫你们在我里有平安。在世上你们有苦难，但你们可以放心，我已经胜了世界。
And Peter writes to us, he said, Dear friend, do not be surprised at the painful trial you are suffering, as though something strange were happening to you.
彼得也说，亲爱的弟兄啊，有火的试炼临到你们，不要以为奇怪。
Trouble and painful experience is a normal part of life.
啊，这个试炼跟苦难是我们生活的一部分。
In fact, the reverse, if nothing happened and troubled you, that would be a different experience.
相反，如果你生活当中没有碰到任何的困难和苦难，这倒是很奇怪的。
God began to tell us there is a purpose for suffering and pain.
神告诉我们，苦难和苦楚是在背后是有意义的。
And that the design of this jar of clay, this jar of clay,
这个瓦器的这个设计
that is vulnerable,
把它设计成是软弱的
that was a part of his creation,
这是他创造的一部分
And there is a purpose described here in the book of Psalms,
在这个意义，在这个意义是我们在诗篇里面也可以找到。
The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and save those who are crushed in spirit.
神会亲近那些在灵里面软弱的，会靠近那些忧伤痛悔的心。
It appears that throughout the scripture, when they describe people coming close to God, is when they face the most troubling time in their lives.
在圣经里面，我们常常看到那些人只有在最痛苦、最被破碎的时候，他们才知道如何去亲近神。
When you lose your job，
当你丢掉了你的工作
，with a broken relationship，
当你的和人的关系完全的破坏
，when someone perhaps die in your family，
或者在你的家中有人去世
，for those who have suffered persecution，
当我们在逼迫当中的时候
，some say that。In China, the church is being renewed through persecution.
有人说，在中国，教会在逼迫当中正在经历更新。
A Christian said that during good times.
基督徒说，在日子好过的时候。
Christians do all kind of things.
他们会做各种各样的事情。
They build cathedrals.
他们造宏伟的教堂。
They collect massive amount of finance.
他们的资金很雄厚。
They write wonderful songs.
他们写很好的诗歌。
But they don't need to know Christ.
但是他们用不着去认识基督。
The most magnificent cathedral in Europe and part of southern Europe.
最宏伟、最壮观的这些教堂在欧洲。
And the magnificent churches in our cities.
那些在我们城市里那些宏伟的那些教堂建筑。
That's not mean. Those who worship in these buildings are walking close to our Lord Jesus Christ.
是。并不是说我们在这里面就可以亲近神。
It is in the most difficult times.
而是在那些最困难的时候。
That God allowed a broken heart.
神允许在一颗破碎的心。
To be open for the life of Christ, the Spirit of God to come in.
被破碎，以至于神和基督的生命可以进来。
So here we begin to see the design by God to put this treasure
in this jars of clay.
所以我们在这里看到神在设计上是为了在瓦器里放进这样的一个宝贝。
Precisely because these vessels are fragile and they are easily broken.
正因为这些瓦器是脆弱的，是容易被打碎的。
To be broken is to allow what is inside to come out of the to be present.
被破碎，所以在里面的就能够被释放出来。
And in the scripture in the Old Testament, God gave us a number of examples.
在旧约里面，神给了我们很多例子。
Begin with Joseph in Genesis 39.
我们看在创世纪里面的约瑟，创世纪三十九章。
Joseph was sold by his brother to Egypt as slaves.
约瑟被他的弟兄们被卖到埃及为奴。
A very tragic event in his life.
是一个在他生命当中很悲惨的一个经历。
Many Christians would say we have to free Joseph from slavery.
很多人说，很多人说约瑟夫应该约瑟应该被从奴役当中拯救出来，解放出来。
And this is what many liberal Christians emphasize, to free people from bondage, to apply justice.
这是很多自由派的基督徒说这样的一种说法，就是要从捆绑中被释放出来。
Yet within the story of Joseph.
但是在约瑟的故事里面
Being sold by his brothers,
他被他的兄弟们所出卖
put in prison,
被下到监狱
God gave him the opportunity to find who, Jesus, who the Lord is
神给他这样个机会能够寻求究竟谁是他的主
his suffering allowed him opportunity to grow
他的苦难使这样的机会能够成长
allow him opportunity to find new ways
能够给他的这样的机会去寻找新的方式。
He found favor in the prison warrant.
他在被囚禁当中，他看到了神对他的善意。
He advanced in his career through this imprisonment.
他的事业因着他被囚而有发展。
Daniel.
但以理。
Who became a witness in Babylon?
他在巴比伦为神做见证。
Again, a tragic circumstances of losing his nation.
又是一个失去他国家和百姓的一个悲惨的经历。
In exile.
他被掳。
But he found ways to grow and advance in his career.
他也找到了发展他自己事业的。道路和方式。
Through suffering, through the fear of being burned alive, he found God in his presence.
借着苦难，借着有被烧死的这种危险，他找到了神与神的同在。
Jeremiah, a weeping prophet.
耶利米先知。
Experienced the downfall of his nation being destroyed by the Babylonians.
他经历了巴比伦摧毁他国家的这个悲惨的经历。
In his pain and suffering, he found God in a new way.
他在他的痛苦和苦难当中，他也找到了神。
God was protecting him.
神在保守他。
Kept him from harm.
让他远离危险。
Paul.
保罗
became a missionary.
他成为一个为主宣道的人。
He was beaten by rods.
他被石头打。
He was stoned, perhaps to death.
他可能几乎被石头打死。
He faced shipwreck in the ocean.
在遇着船，船坏了。
Yet through these trials and troubled time.He grew closer to God.
在这些试炼和苦难当中，他变得更加亲近神。
In the fifth panel here, the next one, young men who were also in exile lost their country, prosper under a king that persecuted them.
在这里我们又看到年轻人在一个压在一个逼迫他们的王里面，他反而更加亲近神。
In the midst of a flame, they grew closer to God.
在烈火的窑中他们反而变得更加亲近神。
They experienced God's miracle in their lives.
他们在生命当中经历了神的神迹。
So here there is a purpose.
所以我们在这里看到后面似乎有一个意义。
That we were made out of flesh.
我们是用肉身造成的，这是有个意义。
Jars of clay.
这个瓦器。
Vulnerable.
它是脆弱的。
Experience pain.
它会经历痛苦。
And suffering.
和苦难。
That when Jesus chose to become human,
当耶稣他决定要道成肉身的时候
，I imagine the conversation he had with the angels.
我可以想象他和天使之间的这样的对话。
That he was going to become human.
在他将要成为人的时候
，The question would how in what form would he come?
他要成为什么样的样式来到地上
？Will he come in a cloud of glory？
他是不是以极荣耀的方式来到地上
？In his robe of glory？
穿上荣耀的外衣
？He'll come in his heaven in a white horse？
是不是骑着白马从天而降
？Or some kind of extraordinary event？
在那个很惊人的一个场合里面出现在人
面前。And that he would radiate his presence, his brilliance.
这个光耀四射的那种情景出现在人的面
前。So that all would see the coming of the Creator, our Lord Jesus Christ.
让所有人都能看到这个荣耀的君王要来临的样子。
But it's God's plan.
但是在神的计划里面。
He came in the form of human.
他是以人的样式来到地上。
Just like you and I.
就跟你我一样。
Through our mother's womb,
在母腹当中
，vulnerable,
脆弱的
，little worm,
一个小小的婴孩
，dependent on the mother nourishment,
他是需要靠母亲的喂养的
，very easily, snuffed out in terms of their life,
很容易就被毁灭掉了
，so there is something about this jars of clay.
所以我们看到这个瓦器里面有一件事情。
When you look in the mirror,
如果我们看照镜子
，you see yourself.
你看到你自己。
This is God's creation.
这是神的创造。
In your early day as a baby.
在早年的时候，在早年时你还是个婴孩。
In your youth.
在你年轻的时候。
In the days of your glory.
在你壮年的时候。
And continue.
继续下去。
Your middle age.
你中年。
Some of us are beginning to enter into the last stage of our lives.
我们当中有些人已经进入到生命的最后阶段。
Our hairs are turning gray or losing our hair.
我们头发开始斑白。
I'll be 69.
我今年会69岁。
Never thought I would be in that age group.
我从来没有想象过我会在这样一个年龄段当中。
That God has chosen us.
神是拣选我们。
In this weak, vulnerable body.
在这个软弱、易毁坏的身体当中。
Some of you are teenagers.
你们当中有些人是青少年。
Some of you are young and vibrant.
有些人年轻力壮。
Never think of yourself as going to be weak and vulnerable.
可能没有想到将来有一天你也会年老体弱。
And Paul used the term.
保罗用了这个词语。
In his ministry.
在他的事工当中。
He's always carrying Christ with him.
他总是与基督同在。
The way he described his relationship with Christ was that he was carrying the body of Jesus.Death.
他总是这么说，他带着基督的死。
You think about the concept of death.
如果你想一下这个死的概念。
You think about his weak jar of clay.
啊，你常常会想到这个易碎的这个瓦器。
But in some way, this jar of clay is pretty powerful.
但是从某个角度看，这个瓦器却是有能力的。
Because in some way, it contains the life of Christ.
因为这个瓦器里面包含着耶稣的生命。
That for Christ to be lifted out of this body has to be broken.
如果要能活出基督的生命，这个身体就要被破碎。
So it is not weak in our sense.
所以从这个意义上来说，这个瓦器并不软弱。
It's powerful.
它是有能力的。
Those who without the life of Christ.
那些没有基督生命的人
could do many great things.
也可以做许多伟大的事情。
First, we could be like God in creating other humans.
可能我们可能也他们也会像上帝一样去创造别的人类。
Man and woman.
男的和女的。
It's given the ability to create other humans.
是神给他们的能力能够创生别的人类。
I just heard from the radio while driving here.
当我开车来到这里的时候，我正在听广播。
There are species in the animal kingdom that could reproduce without male.
在动物王国里面，有一些物种是不需要雄性就可以繁殖后代。
So potentially, women could continue the human race without us.
所以理论上来讲女性可以繁衍后代用不着男性的帮忙。
So this jar of clay is, has certain kind of power.
所以这个瓦器是有某些能力的。
I remember reading a book by Watchman Nee.
我记得读过一本尼托生弟兄的书。
He talks about the body, this body as being a container.
他也讲到这个身体人的肉身是一个容器。
It is powerful.
他是蛮有能力的。
He traces the, Adam and his descendants.
他从亚当和他的后代从头讲起。
He talks about the power of the soul.
他讲到这个魂的力量。
The ability for human to think.
这个人能够思考的能力。
To acquire knowledge.
学习知识的能力
to build cities,
建造城市的
能力 to build new technologies,
可以创造发明新的技术
that almost become God,
几乎就像上帝一样
so he said this powerful,
这个蛮有能力的这个人
human spirit or the soul,
这个人的灵和魂
needs to be contained.
需要有一个容器。
He said the body actually put limit.
这个肉体反而是把这个限制放在这个灵魂上面。
For the human ability, right, to control, to grow, to build his world.
让这个人的能力可以发展控制这个世界。
So this jar of clay actually contained.
所以这个瓦器恰恰是一个容器
contain the potential of the unsafe spirit of the soul
是容器里面是这个没有被拯救的灵魂
but at the same time
在同时呢
those of us who have trusted the salvation in our Lord Jesus Christ
那些我们已经接受耶稣基督作为我们个人救主的那些人
this jar of clay
这个瓦器
could also be container
也可以成为一个容
keeping the life of Christ from manifest itself through our lives
它也可以限制主的生命从里面彰显出来
The jar of clay is known to be the flesh
这个瓦器是我们常说的那个
with all kind of ambition
我们这个肉体里面有各种各样的欲望
with all kind of motivations
有各种各样的欲望和 和想法。
All kind of temptation, vulnerable.
和各种各样的试探和软弱。
And many of us,
我们当中很多人
many of our carnal life, our fleshy life.
我们这种我们这个属肉的生命
keep the life of Christ from manifesting itself.
就限制了基督的生命彰显出来。
So Paul said, indeed, in our hearts, we felt the sentence of death.
所以保罗在这里面说，在我们心里，我们可以
its sense of death is because of its witnesses.
我们他说自己心里也断定必死的。
Its limitation.
他自己的这个
perhaps Paul was an old man.
也许保罗是一个已经是个老人了。
He could hardly move about.
他可能行动不便。
In comparison to when he was a young man.
跟他年轻的时候比较起来。
He received the finest education.
他得到了最好的教育。
Well trained.
受过很好的训练。
All kind of degrees.
各种各样的学位。
Rise in his community in the Sanhedrin.
他在他的社区当中是一个很有
名的人。When he was young, he had a lot of energies.
他在年轻的时候他精力充沛。
Persecuted Christians.
他逼迫基督徒。
He witnessed the death of Stephen. He was part of it.
他亲眼目睹了斯提凡的殉道。他是促成这一件事的一件事。
So has he became a minister or the missionary.
当他成为一位宣道人的时候，
Perhaps he was tempted.
他也被受试探。
Why didn't God call me when I was 30 years old?
他说为什么神不在我30岁的时候他呼召我。
Why didn't God call me when I had the finest education in Israel?
为什么神不在我在以色列有最好教育的时候他呼召我。
I was a powerful orator.
我是一个很有能力的人。
I had a lot of energies.
我有很多的精力。
If I get up to speak, I would amass attention of thousands.
如果我走上讲台，我会吸引数千人来听我讲道。
Why am I called to the gospel ministry when I was weak?
我为什么在我软弱的时候，神却呼召我出来
做这个福音的事工？ That when I went to a city to share the gospel of Jesus Christ.
当我走去那些城市去宣讲耶稣的福音的时候，
My physical appearance was a stumbling block.
我的外表的外貌看上去成为一个绊脚石。
I was short.
我人不高。
I was malnourished.
我营养不良。
I stand up, people don't look at my physical appearance with any response.
人看着我外面的样子就没有什么反应了。
I think we have the same thinking.
我想我们很多人也有同样的想法。
Why can't we Christians be more involved in our community or in our city, in our nations?
为什么基督徒不能在我们周遭的社区和城市里面做更多的事情呢？
Wouldn't it be great if Christians were part of the elite government?
如果我们基督徒在这所谓的精英政府里面有更多的位置，不是更好吗？
Would it be great if the current Christian amass respect?
如果现今的基督徒如果在周遭人当中有更多的尊敬，也不是更好吗？
I think some of us pastors we talk about that.
我想很多人知道我在说什么。
We have a small prayer meeting in Chinatown with the English pastors.
我们教会有一个最近在和英文堂的牧师有一个小的祷告会。
Nobody knows us in Chinatown.
在唐人街没有人认识我们。
We want to do a lot of great things.
我们做了很多了不起的事情。
We don't have the power.
但是我们没有这个能力。
We don't have the money.
我们没有这样的。
We don't have the connection.
我们没有这样的关系。
But the question is.
但这问题是。
If we are able to.Achieve the kind of power that we dream of.
如果我们要能够成就这样的能力
，the presence that we could have.
我们可以，我们也许可以有的这样的能力。
Would it be for the benefit of the gospel?
是为了 福音的好处吗？
Paul say no.
保罗说不。
Paul say no.
保罗说不对。
Because he said people might be mistaken.
他说人可能会弄错。
They might be mistaken for the gospel with your abilities.
他们可能因为你的能力而对福音有错误的认
识。 Your intelligence.
你的才能才智。
Your presence.
你的这个风度
，Your power，
你的能力
，That slowly you as human，
这他会把你从人的角度来看你
，comes in front of the image of Christ，
你人的这个形象挡在了神的形象前面。
See the European have made that mistake，
所以欧洲人就犯了这样的一个错误。
You study the European history.
如果你学研究一下欧洲的历史、
oh, they got them all.
这样的例子到处都是。
They got the education, the university system.
他们有大学的教育制度。
Oh, they got the ships.
他们的。
They got the global financial system.
他们有国际的金融系统。
What happened?
又发生什么了呢？
The gospel of Christ has to fight its way through this whole apparatus that was created.
基督的福音要必须在这样的环境当中逆势而行。
And so when Paul looked at his life,
所以当保罗回看他的生命的时候，
as he shared the gospel,
当他跟众人分享福音的时候，
he was old and he was weak.
当他老的衰弱的时候
And his life is in the balance.
当他的生命已经岌岌可危的时候
Indeed, in our hearts, we felt the sentence of death.
他说自己心里也断定是必死
But this happened.
但这是有这样一件事
That we may not rely on ourselves, but on God.
叫我们不靠自己，只靠叫死。
Who raises the dead?
只靠叫死人复活的神。
It appears that Paul has in his struggle.
所以我们看上去保罗在他的挣扎当中。
In his journey as a Christian.
在他作为一个基督徒的行程当中。
In his experience in trying to share the gospel with people.
在他努力地和人们分享福音的时候
that he found that sometimes he become the hindrance.
他发现他自己成为了这样的一个阻挡
his sense of self
他对自己的认识
his sense of trust in his human capacity
他对自己以作为人能力的这个自信
and he discovered a secret
他找到了一个秘密
That this jar of clay,
这个瓦器
has to be broken.
必须被破碎
You gotta take a hammer and smash it.
你必须用一个榔头把它砸碎
Because it becomes a hindrance.
因为它成为了一个阻挡
And the weaknesses draw him discouraged.
这个软弱让他灰心丧胆
He said, you know, if I could speak better, if my voice is stronger.
他说，如果我能够讲更好的话，说更好的演说。
If I have more energies,
如果我有更多的精力。
He finally found out the truth of the gospel.
他最终找到了这个福音的真理。
That he said when he is weak.
他说当他软弱的时候。
When he faced the most difficulty in his time, when he looked at the mirror.
当他在镜子里面，当他面对最困难的时刻的时候。
When he feels sorry for himself.
当他为自己感到悲哀的时候
，When he's ashamed to even go out to present himself to people，
他甚至有时候耻于在众人面前出现的时候
，He said that's when I'm strong。
他说在这个时候我才
That is also when Christ manifests the power of God。
这也是基督彰显神的能力的时候。
That in his life ministry，
在他一生的事工当中。
When he faced the temptation before Satan.
当他面对魔鬼的试探。
When Satan dangled the world, this, all that he has in this world that could offer to Christ.
当魔鬼把世界上所有一切他能够给他的呈现在耶稣面前之后，你所有可以吃的东西
，all the fame you could obtain,
你所有可以享有的名誉
，come bow down to me.
啊，你就敬拜我。
Jesus chose the cross.
耶稣选择了十字架。
Choose to be the weakest.
他选择去
choose to be
软弱的。
Choose to be mocked at.
啊，他选择被嘲笑。
Choose to be spit at.
他选择被人吐唾沫。
Choose to be weak.
他选择了做成为软弱的
，so that the power of God may manifest itself through his death，
以至于神的生命可以借着他的死彰显出来。
In Psalm 139，
在诗篇139篇
，this next panel， the seventh， oh the I'm sorry。Psalm 139:16.
诗篇139篇16节。
Your eyes saw my unformed body.
我未成形的体质，你的眼早已看见了。
All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be.
你所定的日子，我尚未度一日，你都写在你的册上。
This could apply when Christ was formed as a human incarnation, his incarnation.
这是也讲到耶稣道成肉身的时候。
This could describe our lives.
这也是可以讲到我们自己的生命。
When we are young and filled with energies.
当我们年轻精力充沛的时候。
Some of us coming to the maybe last journey of our life.
我们当中也有一些人可能也是到了生命的最后阶段。
That throughout the lifespan of our existence.
在我们整个的一生当中。
God is with us.
神与我们同在。
He created us.
他创造了我们。
There's no accident in our lives.
我们生命当中不没有一件事都是神命定的，没有偶然。
There's a purpose for our becoming human.
在我们成为人的后面是有意义的。
And so in Romans chapter 8,
在罗马书第八章。
And we know that in all things God worked for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose.
我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。
For those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the likeness of his son.
因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样。
That he might be the firstborn among many brothers.
使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。
And so we close by looking at Romans 8.
所以我们最后看一下罗马书第八章。
The first one is panel 7. The word we know.
这句我们晓得。
When we go through difficult time like Paul,
当我们像保罗那样经历苦难的时候
it's not just thinking positively.
我们不仅仅的需要有一个正面的思维
wishful thinking.
也不是我们只是按照我们自己的想法
or not just being optimistic.
也不是只是乐观
We know because it's placed upon the truth of God.
因为我们知道真理在神的那边。
That he made us in his very own image.
他照着他的形象。
He called us to be in Christ.
他呼召我们在耶稣基督里面。
We know.
我们知道。
That also God calls us.
他呼召我们，我们也知道。
There's a grand design behind our lives.
在我们生命的后面有一个宏大的计划。
It's not a random chance only.
并不是偶然的发生。
We are part of his master plan.
我们是他伟大计划的一部分。
We have to believe that there is no mistake in our lives.
我们必须相信在我们的生命当中没有神犯的错误。
Everything.
所有的事情。
God's plan for our life involves all that happens in our lives.
神为我们每个人的人生当中都有一个计划。
include our human limitation, fragility, and mistake that we made.
这包括我们作为人的软弱和我们所犯的错误。
God brings good out of the worst evil.
神在罪恶的邪恶当中，他能把好的彰显出来。
When Christ was nailed on the cross, He brought good out of this evil act.
当耶稣被钉在十字架的时候，在这个邪恶的行为当中，我们看到了神的伟大的计划。
To work together.
他们是万事效力。
Working together, these events in our life works together.
都互相效力。
What happened to you is not by chance or independent to this scheme that God has designed for your life.
你生命当中所碰到的任何事是都是在神的计划之下。
They're not isolated acts.
它并不是独立的事件。
If you make a cake,
如果你做一个蛋糕
you may have flour, salt, eggs, sugar, and oil.
你可以有面粉、盐、糖、鸡蛋等等。
And other spice.
和其他的香料。
Now, if you eat these ingredients separately,
如果你分别吃这一些食材和原料
，salt, salty, right?
盐是咸的。
People can't just eat sugar or sourdough, sour.
人不可能只吃那个糖跟那个还没有发好的面。
Individually, these ingredients may not taste good.
它们各自的原料，你吃上去可能味道并不怎么样。
Putting them together,
但是把它们放在一起
，it became delicious.
味道就很甜美。
All the event that happened to you, pleasant or unpleasant.
所有在你身上发生的事情
，they add to you being conformed to the very image of Christ.
不管是好的还是不好的，他们都是叫你成为能够磨成耶稣的形象。
Difficult time, bringing together is for the good.
在困难的时候是为了成就神美好
的旨意。Now, this does not mean everything in your life is so-called good.
这并不是说所有发生在你生命上的事情都是好的。
Many things evil, many things tragic.
很多事情是出于邪恶的，很多事是悲惨的。
But God specializes in bringing good out of all these events.
但神所做的一件事情就是能把好的从所有的事情上
彰显出来。This is in the scripture, the life of people.
这是在经文里面的。
Rahab the harlot, Ruth, Tamar, and even David.
大卫。
Joseph talked about how God used evil to turn into good for his kingdom.
约瑟也讲到神怎样在不好的事情当中彰显他国度的能力。
God allowed these difficult times to become part of his goodness in the human plan.
神允许这些不好的事情来彰显他在人的困境当中能彰显他的美善的旨意。
And this is for those who love God and are called.
对那些爱神的人来说
，those who love God and are called. The promise is for God's people.
这个神对他子民的应许。
Perhaps it is not for everyone. Not for everyone.
这并不是对每一个人。
But for those who love and willing to follow Christ.
是对那些愿意爱神并跟从神的人。
Unfortunately, those who are without Christ would have to experience this normal human tragedy in their own ways.
但是对那些没有相信耶稣的人，他们在这些悲惨的经历当中，他们就没有看到就没有办法得到神要赐给他们的。
Romans, all this happened according to His purpose.
他说在罗马书里面都说这些都是按照他的旨意。
And what is this purpose?
但他的旨意又是什么呢？
What is the purpose of God calling you and I?
神把你我呼召出来的旨意是什么？
Of course it involves us giving a good witness.
是要我们为他做好的见证。
Of course it involves us to worship and study his words.
是要我们来敬拜他，读他的话语。
Of course it involves us, Christian, of helping our community.
是要我们彼此帮助。在我们的社区里面
sharing the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ all over the world，
在全世界传扬神的福音。
The most important purpose is that we become like Christ。
但是最重要的旨意是让我们能够像基督。
The life of Christ，
这是基督的生命。
It's a lifelong journey，
是一生的。过程。
Life of Christ is always putting God first.
基督的生命总是要把神把基督放在第一位。
We follow the humility of Christ.
我们能跟从基督的谦卑。
His willingness to suffer.
这个愿意受苦的心智。
Perhaps this is my thought of this message.
这也许是我对这个信息的一个想法。
Most of us try to avoid suffering, right?
我们当中大多数人都希望逃避苦难。
I'm not encouraging you to look for suffering and trouble.
我并不是鼓励你去寻找苦难。
Our Lord didn't purposely look for trouble and suffering.
我们的神也不是有意的要你在苦难当中。
But he does have a mindset.
但他确实有这样一个想法。
That when trouble come,
当苦难来临的时候
，the immediate reaction.
这个立即的反应是
is how can this event or this encounter,
这样的事情怎么会发生
？Change me to be more like Christ.
这样的事情如何能够使我更加像基督？
When Jesus called the disciples,
当耶稣呼召他的门徒的时候
，I'm not sure these 12 disciples were the top of the list of you and I when we call people to serve God.
我不知道这十二个人在你我看来是不是那些在你我看来是最适合侍奉神的那个十二个人。
These are people of different characteristic nature.
这十二个人都是各自禀赋不同的人。
Perhaps not the kind of individual that you and I would normally seek out.
也许不是那些你我愿意跟他们一起交往的人。
In some way, this is a small suffering.
在某种程度上，这就是一个小小的苦难。
That Jesus dealt with Peter.
耶稣必须跟彼得交往。
Matthew.
马太这个税吏
，Jesus dealt with Judas。
耶稣也有犹大这样的门徒。
A very difficult person，
一个相当
someone you would have
的人
，want nothing to do with。
那个你可能是根本不想交往的人。
Part of Jesus willing to experience trouble，
耶稣他本来就愿意经历这样的苦难
，because。In these troubled relationship,
在这些困难的这些关系当中
，He is conforming to the will of the Father.
他是要遵循父神的旨意。
So my last thought before I close is that not for you to look for trouble.
在我结束之前，我对你们的想法就是不要，当然并不是要寻找苦难
，or look for。Difficult circumstances.
或是故意去找那些不方便的困境。
But have a new mindset.
但是有一个新的这个思想。
People that God brought to your life.
那些神带到你生命
当中的人。You have a list of people you want to develop relationship with. The desirable list.
你肯定有一张名单是那些你希望去建立关系交往的人。
To be like Christ.
要像基督
is to constantly build bridges, develop relationship.
是一个不断建造桥梁、建立关系的一个过程。
Some of us may have to think about our relationship with our wives and husband.
我们有些人也许会考虑到那些人生当中没有配偶的那些情况。
Some relatives, our children, our parents.
那些父母、那些孩子。
Places of work.
在工作的当中。
Maybe difficult colleague or boss.
或者是很不容易相处的老板或者同事。
Other may have to deal with the government.
另外一些人也许可能要跟政府打
交道。How are those who living in a oppressive government system react?
我们如何和一个逼迫我们的政府去面对他
？How did our Lord Jesus react to a oppressive tyrannical government of the Romans?
基督是当时是如何向罗马的暴政暴君他是如何反应的
May the life of Christ become our life.
愿基督的生命成为我们的生命。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Lord, we thank you for calling us.
神，我们感谢你呼召我们。
For creating us.
感谢你创造我们。
You took dust of the ground and you gave us breath.
你从地上的尘土造我们，给了我们生命的气息。
And we become a living being.
我们成为一个有生命的人。
We thank you for creating each one of us in your very own image.
我们感谢你在你自己的形象里面创造我们每个人。
Beyond that, you have called us to be like Christ.
在这之上，你也呼召我们能够像基督。
May we continually be transformed by the trouble that come across in our lives.
愿你在愿在我们生命当中，愿各种各样的愿在我们在遇到困难的时候，我们能够在这样的困境当中被转变。
That we see these challenges as a way in which you help us to conform to the image of our Lord.
愿我们能把这样的挑战能够看作你能够让我们能够磨成你形象的一个方式。
May we approach these problems, these trouble with a new way of experience you.
让我们在这样的困境当中，能够把它看成一个新的来经历你的一个方式。
As Paul said, that we may know our Lord Jesus Christ.
像保罗说的，我们要认识主耶稣基督。
To know him by entering in the fellowship of his suffering.
在与他同受苦的一个交通当中。
Pray that you continue to strengthen our body.
也求你继续强壮我们的身体。
That we may overcome.
是以致我们能够战胜。
Pray this in our Lord's name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.